You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 152.
Season 6, episode 28.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
I'm the other Mr. P.
Welcome back. We're in July. We're on the home straight, guys. We are nearly, slowly but surely, getting to that well-deserved welcome summer break. And it is a busy one. It has been non-stop for both of us this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy time.
I'm going to talk you through the nightmare that I had this week. So I've been doing courses. I normally put in a couple of courses towards the end of the year because, you know, staff lists are set. You might have staff getting new roles as a computing leader, and if they want a little bit of a starting point, I put some courses on. And they've been so far so good. I booked a course in Nottingham for Thursday and then booked a course in Hull on Friday. And Nottingham isn't too far from Hull, so the original plan was finish the course in Nottingham, nice leisurely drive up to Hull, pleasant little evening, possibly even pop to the gym, you know, take some me time, do the course in Hull, back we go on Friday for the weekend. Then about a week ago, the triplets' first parents' evening at secondary school.
It's a big one.
On the Thursday night. So Claire's like, you've got to come back for it. You've got to come back. And obviously I want to come back. I want to see how they're doing. So that meant then travelling back from Nottingham, do the parents' evening, head over to Hull. Now, first of all, the parents' evening went really, really well. They seem to be doing really, really well. Yeah, really pleased with it. Like, it's just interesting how different they all are and the sort of feedback. So you could actually go. So Lily and Harry decided to come with us to parents' evening.
I don't know if I'd choose. I don't think I'd ever choose.
Their reasoning was, if they come along, then the teachers will go easier.
Less likely to go in. Yeah, I get that. You can't really go in on a kid to the parent ever.
When the parent's there. Charlie stayed.
Parents' evening. I hope the parents are there. Yeah. They're not just going themselves. So how am I?
Yeah, Charlie decided to stay at home. And it worked out well because he got the best report out of the three of them, probably. Yeah. It was up there, one of the best results in the year for geography.
Oozing out of him. Yeah. Geography?
Geography, yeah.
What? Erosion.
Yeah.
Deep position.
He knows his Oxbow Lakes, the lad. Jeez. There was some really nice comments. Like one of the teachers was saying about Lily being sort of head girl material, like those nice sort of phrases thrown around. So very proud. Then Claire's like, right, we're going to have to treat him here. Let's go for some tea. And obviously, we couldn't, you know, and still no kitchen. Week 12 in the half a house that I'm living in. Just the air fryer is getting battered. I say it every week, don't I? Thank God for the air. Let's take a moment to appreciate the air fryer.
You've taken so many moments with this air fryer.
I can't give it enough credit. It's an absolute. It's up there, I think, it's one of the greatest inventions of
our
lifetime.
You need to be getting to Iceland. Have you seen that Iceland have got an air fryer aisle now?
Has it?
Yeah,
but it'll be that stuff that I shared last week where it's like a chicken tikka masala lasagna.
Yeah, but that's decent.
A macaroni and cheese pizza and all that. Macaroni and cheese mixed grill kebab.
Do you know, I asked her, don't want to like interrupt, but I'm telling you right now, something that we just need to take a moment to appreciate. You're saying air fryers. I'm saying Captain Birdseye's chicken dippers. I've been, you know, my lad loves them and my little girl does as well. And they are so nice. Like, they are just so, so nice.
Really?
What? Just the authentic chicken dippers,
because I think the Costco ones are mint. I love the Costco
the bird's eye ones.
They do flaming chicken tenders in Costco. Well, yeah, and they are bad boys. Would you say they were up there better than McDonald's chicken nuggets?
What, chicken dippers?
Yeah,
when done right, 100%.
Oh, interesting. Controversial. I think.
Well, weird one, because I remember at our prom. I may have touched upon this like towards the end of of last year, but the vegan nuggets, like the corn nuggets,
yeah,
right, which obviously the two Mr. P's wouldn't ever order.
Speak for yourself.
You wouldn't order the vegan nuggets.
Do you know what I don't mind, though? Vegan sausage roll. Greg's vegan sausage
Never
roll.
Never had it. I always think it looks a bit too wooden.
Nah, it's, I don't think
but
it's that
someone
bad.
Said to me, these corn chicken nuggets are the closest thing to McDonald's nuggets that you could have. And I had one, and it just tasted like a McDonald's nugget.
Really?
Honestly, it's insane.
Because don't Aldi do like a sort of rip-off McDonald's thing?
Well,
bacon?
It's Aldi, isn't it?
Yeah.
They do a rip-off everything.
So anyway, what were we saying there? Yeah, so... we went for tea. Treated the kids to a Nando's. And I'm like, I've got to get to Hull. Now, normally, from Manchester to Hull, you are talking, on a decent drive, an hour and a half, hour 40, especially at night. And Claire's like, you leave at 8, you'll be there just after 10 latest. I was like, right, okay.
Hitting that Flamingo Land traffic.
Well, I got in the car at half 8, I put it in the sat-nav it came out like just before half 10. Thought, that'd be all right. Get there for question time. A little bit of question time on Thursday. Love getting really angry at
such
the telly.
An old man now.
No, I just love the fact that like you go on and because BBC have to be balanced, they'll have like really qualified, you know, experts and professors, and then there'll just be some absolute plant pot who's the only person in the world who thinks the Rwanda policy's good. And they've got to give the balance, and then you just get really angry. Like the Brexit special the other week, where a woman said she voted out of Brexit because we follow EU guidance and didn't get up on roofs. But in Spain and Germany, they go up on roofs. That was her reasoning.
Roofs?
Roofs, like the roof.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know. Honestly, so many people just shouldn't have been able to vote. Anyway, going off on a tangent. Set it off. Should have been an hour and 40. Set off at half 8. Get there before just half 10. Just before half 10. What time did I get there?
You got to be adding on another hour and a half. Double.
1 o'clock in the morning. 1
That's tough.
A.M., ladies and gentlemen.
1 in the a.m.?
We're talking...
Did you go to the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn?
I pretty much went to every bloody hotel on the way there. There was no motorway. Every time I got on the motorway, the next junction took me off on some absolute detour. Like, the M62 took me off Saddleworth right the way round, came back on it near flipping Leeds. Then the M1 took me off and back on.
Near flipping Leeds.
And then as I started to see the end goal, it was like 20 minutes. You're on the straight. You come off the M62 onto the, I think it's A38, into Hull. And then I got took off the A38 and ended up near, like, literally an hour's diversion. It was an absolute joke. And then what made it even worse was when I got into the hotel to check in, the guy checking me in, his computer crashed.
It happened, doesn't it?
Oh, it was a nightmare. And then it gets even better. So on Sunday, if you didn't hear, both myself and Adam were invited down to London to be guests on the Michael Ball Radio 2 show.
Yeah.
Now, we've spoken to Michael before.
Yeah, our good old buddy, Mr. Michael Ball. Is he just an on... I have to admit, you know, when you speak to people, you know, I think he's very much, you know, an older generation or a massive fan. I've got a woman in work who loves Michael Ball. But that guy oozes enthusiasm. Yeah. And he's just such a welcoming, warm, nice guy.
Yeah, so obviously we've got the paperback of our second book coming out on Thursday. So we went down to sort of talk about that and obviously the tour and stuff, and got our train tickets booked. Now, we've spoken to Michael Ball when the first book came out, but that was over the phone. Mm-hmm. And this time he wanted us in the studio. And I'm not going to lie, I was a bit like, all the way to London, you know. I was a bit like that, but... It turned into quite the celeb spotting trip, didn't it?
It did.
As soon as we got to the train station, just walking past us, Kaz As You Like was Bez.
Bez from the Happy Mondays.
I mean, we didn't recognise him at first because he was just walking. He wasn't sort of doing his dance.
Yeah, he wasn't doing his movements. Yeah, and then I saw Gareth A. Davis, which Not many people know if you're not into your boxing, but he's like a famous boxing journalist, always interviewing the boxers. And there was a show in Manchester the night before, so he was on our train. And I was like, oh, no way, Gareth A. Davis, you were just...
I didn't have a clue who he was, yeah.
So then we rocked up to the studio.
Did we see anyone else?
Yeah, we did, but it's then the studio. And then obviously it was...
Well, then in the studio we saw Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn.
Yeah.
And the best bit is I've been telling everyone, like, yeah, we're chilling with Tony Blackburn in the green room, when in reality, me and Lee were sat on a couch and Tony Blackburn was having a drink and he just went, hi, lads. And then we went, hiya. But I've been telling everyone, yeah, me and Big Blackburn just chilling.
Me and Big Tone, Tony Tone.
And then obviously the lead singer of The Feeling.
Yeah, he was the guest before us, so we met him as well. So we got in the same lift and like you let him go before.
Yeah.
But, and so, he didn't thank you, did he?
No, he didn't.
You were like fuming.
Yeah, so it was Dan Gillespie Sells, obviously, lead singer of The Feeling.
Which was the soundtrack, it turned out, to our working days at Next.
Oh, my God. When you said you didn't know the tunes, I was like, sure.
Well,
you know,
I knew
tunes.
The Feeling, but I couldn't name the tunes to hand.
I mean, you could just... Yeah, if you worked in retail, The Feeling were big on the work CD.
Yeah.
I love it when you call, but you never call at all. Woo.
That was a Next staple.
Oh, it was always...
It was pretty much that album was the
Next soundtrack,
yeah. Wasn't it?
We went in the lift with him and the producer, lovely lady, the producer, and then the doors opened and I, you know... ushered or directed.
Yeah, after you, Squire.
Yeah, after you. No, after you to the producer. And then obviously he was there and I said, go for it, mate. And he just walked straight past me and I was just like, manners maketh man.
Say he was a bit ropey, wasn't he?
Yeah, I didn't realise that he'd had a biggie the night before. But it was funny because I was saying to you when I was going to say something on the radio, just like, oh, he was great, your last guest, but he should have thanked me. He should have said thank you. And then obviously once we chilled with Tony Blackburn, we then obviously met Michael Ball, and he is just such a nice guy. And the chat and the response, so massive thank you to everyone who tuned in. It seemed to go down really well. The books were kind of flying back in the old Amazon charts. It was exciting and enjoyable. And then we got to the train station in Euston in Marks and Spencer's, didn't we? Just grabbing a quick
little bite.
A little bite to eat. A bit of sushi for the boys.
Yeah.
And then Dev from Coronation Street.
Just stood next to us.
Yeah, stood next to us. And then this was funny. So he pushed in, didn't he?
Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
He pushed in the train line and I was like, oh, I'm fuming with Dev. I might just shout at him. I still remember when you had an affair with Gail Platt and then you were like, did he? And I was like, no, he didn't. It was Deirdre.
It was Deirdre Barlow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so that was a bit annoying, wasn't it? And then,
yeah, because he went down, so it was like you were queuing to go in platform 6. He went down 7 and cut across.
Yeah.
Devmeister.
And then obviously on the train back, there was some serious Made in Chelsea posh
lads.
He was just like, one of them, his phone had ran out and he was just like, oh, holy hell. I need battery on my phone. Can I plug it in, please?
Yeah.
And then I was just
turn it up. Is that garage?
Yeah. Oh, my God, clip? Yes. And then, he just kept coming over. But he looked ropey as well, didn't
he? Yeah, there was some sore heads. Well, it was Pride, wasn't it? It was Pride weekend in London. It was, I think, WWE had an event there as well. So it was mad busy. But here's the thing. We got back to Manchester about 4 o'clock, and then I had to travel down to Luton, right? Which just didn't organise that because Luton's so close to London. I should have, but anyway, half tight. It was so tight because we got up at like, what was it, 6 o'clock to get the train. Yeah. Got back, put my laptop bag in my car, got on the motorway, halfway to Birmingham, about an hour into the drive of this three hour drive. And I'm like, did I pack my case? Did I bring my suitcase with my clothes? I don't think I've left it. I've definitely left it. And I had that moment where I thought, do you think the school would be bothered if I just rock up and do the training in my hoodie? And then I thought, yeah, but you've got no toiletries, you'll stink, so you can't just be dishevelled and smell.
Yeah, but an honest little stop at a shop would have done.
Yeah, I could have done. Anyway, turned round, so what would have been a 3-hour turned into a 4.5. I'd had an absolute mare this week with my travelling.
Well,
to be honest,
there must be something in the water because I've had an absolute nightmare. So Thursday, right? So Thursday was transition day at my school.
Right.
So I rocked up for work, got out the car, I'd bought a lovely dinner with me, and I locked my car, put my keys in my pocket, walked into school. Now, normally, when I put my car keys in my pocket, if it gets too heavy throughout the day, my pockets, I'll put my car keys in my bag, in like the front little zip of my bag, and then I'll grab them at the end. Now, I've been driving now for like 7-8 years, and I have never once even come close to losing my car keys, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the car at the end of the day, and I'd go into my pocket and all that's there is like my phone, my inhaler, and my fob and stuff, my school stuff. And I'm going, oh, I must have put them in my bag. I can't remember. Because my son just hasn't been sleeping. It's been a nightmare recently. So I go into my bag, no keys. So I walk back through the school and there was a staff meeting going on in the hall. So I walk through the hall and everyone's going, oh, what are you doing back? And I was like, I've misplaced my car keys. Like, it must be. They've still not been found.
Really?
Yeah, it's still not been found. So I had to get the caretaker to. I didn't say get. He offered to drive me home to get the spare to drive.
Site manager.
Oh, is it?
You know what someone called it? The school I was in on Monday. Do you know what they called it? It called them.
Go on.
Site agent.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know, it gives it an edge, doesn't it?
It does give it an edge, just like...
Site agent.
Like, have you seen them? Like, they're throwing litter. Ring the site agent.
Yeah.
Ring the agent.
Bring him in.
But our caretaker is just an absolute...
Double O hammer.
So I appreciated him taking me in, and he's a good lad. And yeah, I'm a bit fuming, to be honest. It's one of those things where I've started to question, like, what's going on with me, because that ain't really like me. Like, I don't, but you are
ridiculously tired. I think you should put a plea out if anyone has any advice. So why you're not sleeping? Is there anything people can recommend that might help Max with his sleep?
Yeah, so my son's been doing this thing over the past couple of months where he will he'll go to sleep about 8 o'clock and then he's been waking up about midnight and then just staying awake like the whole time. So me and my wife have been taking it in like shifts. And it's funny because, you know, Kim will do from midnight till 3. I'll do them from 3 till 6. And then I always say, because I'll be asleep, Kim will be like, right, what do you want to do? Do you want to do shift 1 or 2? I always go shift 2. And the reason I go shift 2 is that if Max decides to then fall asleep at 2:30, I'm having a clean sweep. It doesn't happen, but there's always that chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my son's he's just not sleeping and I am tired. And then, but I cannot fathom how the keys haven't turned up. And the most annoying thing is every man and his dog has said to me, ah, they'll show up. And I've gone, but they haven't. And
has anyone said like, they're always in the last place you'll that's annoying.
They'll just randomly pop up one day. No, they won't. The only thing I can think
solution,
is that I've chucked them.
Get a Teddy Tesla. Don't have keys, pal. Don't need keys.
So
when you've
annoying.
Got an app. When you've got an app.
Smug.
You're tired, it makes sense. These kids send you round the bend. They're sent from test your mental strength.
So talking about teacher tired, there is this thread on Twitter kicked off by Sarah Cox. Early I tried to tap out on the tube with my work pass. Please tell me your best I think I might be tired moment in 6 words or so. So Dr. Adam Rutherford referred to my female boss's office as her bedroom, as in, I left those papers in your bedroom. Belle said she tried to make coffee with a baby formula machine. In a frantic rush before school, I put my sun cream with fake tan onto my then 4-year-old instead of the factor 50 in error. Had to forewarn his teacher, so didn't think he had liver failure as the tan developed throughout the day. He was lightly Trump tanned for 3 days.
As if. Yeah. As if. I can't believe you did that to me, Mum.
Yeah.
Absolutely outrageous.
As fake news. I went into my bedroom with the TV remote and a glass of water. I was supposed to throw the remote on the bed and put the glass on my bedside cabinet. I actually threw the water all over my bed and lobbed the remote control out the window.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I remember once, right, when I was on holiday. Now, this is funny. So going back to the day, do you remember when, I mean, I'm still bad for it now. If I message you, and then I've seen that you've read it, or, you know, you've had it for a while, and I used to send a question mark.
Yeah.
I was terrible for it. I try not to.
Yeah, now. We know.
But I remember once I basically got dumped when I was like 14, 15. I was in France.
Which time?
It was... I got dumped.
Which one?
And I remember, like, trying to move on and text this other girl, and I text her, and we were texting, and it was all going well.
We were texting, yeah.
We were texting a couple of times. Hey, you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you? Yeah, you? You've already asked me. It's like that. So then I remember I had this little flip phone, this little, like, slidey up and down one.
Yeah.
Little Samsung number. And I remember there was a glass of water on the side of the bed, right? Far side of the bed. And I was in France at the time with my mate. And I've come in and I thought, right, you're getting obsessed here, as in, like, on the texts. So I was like, just leave it, just yeah. leave it. So I flipped my phone and closed it, and I threw it on the bed, right? And I'm no word of a lie, it bounced off the pillow and landed plumb.
In the water.
In the water. Phone gone.
Yeah, stick that in a
clearly
bowl of
someone
rice.
Someone else had slid in, because suddenly I was out.
Yeah. What about this one? I tried to send a text on the TV remote the other day. I told the character on the telly who walked off scene to get me something from the kitchen. I knew at that point it was time for bed.
That's so funny, that. We gotta go and get the guy. Whilst you're there, would you get us a brew?
Yeah. I put ketchup on a piece of toast instead of jam at breakfast when jet lagged.
Oh.
Well, you have ketchup on a...
Just bang a sausage on.
Just bang a piece bang of bacon.
Bang a piece of bacon on.
I attempted to make a cup of tea, boiled the kettle, picked it up, went to get the milk from the fridge, came back with the milk. Where's the kettle? Spent ages looking for it, found it in the fridge where the milk had been. I put hand soap on my toothbrush.
Yeesh.
On exercise in the military and opening a packet of Frosties and tipping them into the bin instead of my bowl. Standing at a set of doors waiting for them to open like automatic ones.
We had this one as well on the group. So Claire, making myself an espresso coffee, pressed the button and walked away to do something else. Returned, realising I'd forgot the cup. Like, oh, coffee everywhere.
Coffee everywhere. I once ate a Barocca rather than diluting.
Ooh.
Fizzy. Looking everywhere for the duvet cover I wanted to wash and not finding it until a week later when I found it. I'd never actually removed it, just put a clean one on top of it. Did you follow that? That was quite a long-winded
that
one.
That was tough.
She followed it up with, I attempted to brush my teeth with a tube of hair colour instead of a toothpaste.
Jeez. High smile.
Yeah. Threw my son's clothes into the toilet instead of the laundry bin.
I mean, those ones, I'm a bit like, what?
Yeah. Years ago, when I smoked, I tried to light my ciggy with a chapstick. Someone's put a picture here of cereal in a mug, coffee in a bowl.
Oh, no.
In the middle of my A-levels, I set off to school driving in my car, got 5 minutes into the drive and started to turn around and go home because I was convinced I'd forgotten my car keys for my car that I was driving.
I don't know why it popped into my head. Do you remember that Vine? I'm in the car.
I'm in my mum's car.
Get out of my car.
Yeah. One morning, I stuck my hand out to try and stop a train. I'd forgotten I completed the bus part of my commute and now was at the station. Luckily, it was stopping anyway. Flipping
out. What, trying to wave down a train?
Yeah, stop for me here, pal. I spent all day hating my hair and wishing my haircut was today, not tomorrow. And then 10 minutes into my after work run, my hairdresser texts to ask where I was. I'm so tired, but at least I know I'm knackered with great hair. Talking of haircuts,
yeah, you've gone buzz, haven't you?
Well, no. So I feel really guilty.
The Colonel.
I feel really guilty. So my hairdresser, I've been going to my hairdresser since we were kids.
A lot of needle there with me.
Since we were kids, and you know, he gave the triplets there or the boys their first haircut. We've been going for months, and obviously since COVID, you book your appointment, which I absolutely love, by the way. One of the best, because sometimes he's so busy, if you do a walk-in, you could be sat there for hours, whereas now you get your time, you're there, you're done. So I booked us in for today before we did the recording, and then on Sunday night I got a message off him saying that he's basically broken his ankle, fractured his heel in 5 places.
What a
shame. He's going to be out of action. So speedy recovery.
Karma.
But we needed a haircut. Like the boys need a haircut. They are looking, you know, they get to a point where they just look
scruffy.
Yeah, so
mops.
Scruffy.
Wet
yeah.
Mops.
So we went for another haircut, and I felt so bad. I felt like I was cheating. I mean, is it bad?
No, I don't.
We're going to get into the dilemma a bit later, but
I don't think
is it bad that I went to it? Because
no, not at all. And also, you know,
because there's a lot of competition in where we live.
Yeah,
there's barbers everywhere.
You know the history of your barber. Listen, he's got no allegiance to you.
Behave.
He's
but yeah, I've gone for this other haircut, and it's gone a little bit shorter than I normally would.
I think it looks right. You were trying to like go, you were looking at me, I thought you'd done something to the roof, and I was like, what? And you were like, my hair, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And?
But I did, I felt dead guilty sitting there. I felt like I was cheating.
I'm telling you now, your barber has not given you a second thought.
He will have done.
He wouldn't.
He's a good guy.
He's not.
He is.
I've got major needle, he even mentioned to you, didn't he?
Yeah.
I just always see your brother, he never lets on.
Yeah,
you know why.
Oh, behave.
People will be thinking like, whoa, what happened? Nothing really, but...
It's just adding with his silly
grudges. It's just bad.
Grudges.
No, listen, if there's one thing you can say about me is, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I was born in Blythe, but I was made in the Loyal Navy. I am as loyal as they come. If you are part of my pack, then I am till the death. And unfortunately...
You are.
The barber.
You are, but if someone wrongs you but then goes like, I'll buy you a shot, you are their best friend.
No, I'll take the shot, but then, you know, I'll forgive, I won't forget.
Okay, right, so we'll get in some features, shall we? Was that everything? I think we've mentioned everything. Obviously, the paperback to book 2, This Is Your Own Time You're Wasting, is available to pre-order. It's out on Thursday, the 6th of July. I know some people prefer to get the paperback, so do grab it. A massive thank you to everyone who's pre-ordered. Really, really do appreciate it. Obviously, the 2 books, perfect time, perfect gift if you're looking for an end-of-year present for a colleague or a teacher. You know, if you're a parent and you're thinking, what can I get the teacher? I'm sure... No, I'm, not everyone will like it, but I think the vast majority of teachers would find it quite funny.
Yeah, I think... Well, listen, book 1, as we've said, is a cracker. It was such a big success, which is why we got book 2. And book 1's like an introduction to us, bit more of a backstory of how we've come to become, you know, IC2 Mr. P and the other Mr. P. And then book 2 is very much just an extension of this, isn't it? It's funny stories,
yeah.
It's great bants. It's, I'm bursting with pride for both of them.
I was just going to say, like, obviously, so if you are looking for that special end of year gift, something that's a little bit different, grab a copy of the books or treat that special person in your life to some tickets for our live tour.
Buddy.
So it's going to be happening in October. We are playing some big iconic venues. We'd love as many of you to join us as possible. We're saying it on each episode, and that's because we want as many of you to come along. you know, some shows are selling really, really well, which we're absolutely buzzing about, and just get as many people involved as possible, whether they work in a school or not. It's just going to be packed full of funny stories. It's sort of a live, well, the first part, we were sort of sitting there planning a few ideas out on the train down, so we've got a some funny ideas in the pipeline. Obviously, the second part of the show is where we're going to be asking you to share your idea. We're going to try and make it a little bit more interactive than the previous show, but it'll be a night that's hopefully going to be really worthwhile. So head over to the website, tomrpspodcast.com/live.
Yes.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I just wanted to touch on, so last week we had a bit of crack and I was talking about something where you link and it looks like you're snogging. Now, this was a bit of a talking point for the old audience. And I got a message saying, just got round to listening to this week's podcast. I can confirm that you are 100% correct. There was a game where you could link hands and you sucked your own thumb to make it look like you were snogging someone.
Is that a game?
And then it said, ICT with Mr. P obviously wasn't cool enough, or maybe kids stayed away from his breath. Cry laugh emoji. Love exactly what the podcast stands for too. One of my favourite all-time messages, that.
Yeah, because what Adam's done there is he's planted some fake news earlier in the episodes that I have bad breath, which is completely unfounded. If anything, you stink a lot more than I do.
I cannot even fathom you saying that. I am always deodorant, chewing gum, aftershave. Every day, anywhere I go, done. You can never, and I mean never, say that I smell.
One doth protest too much. No, so anyway, who is that? Who sent that message?
Oh, well, I'm not going to say the name.
No, I want you to name and shame.
No, because I'm actually...
Didn't say leave me anonymous. Name.
I'm actually...
I want names.
I'm invited to the day of her wedding. And then I got this one saying, oh, what an O. Year two leave...
You may now kiss the bride. With the fingers.
Sucking the thumbs.
The reason I didn't play that game was because I was... The reason I didn't play
Look
that game
at him.
Is because I was actually kissing the babes. I wasn't.
Hey, man, just suck a candy stick.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Got this one as well. Oh, what an O. It's a massive O. It's a massive O. What do you know? Year 2 Leavers production is a parody / comedy about an Ofsted inspection. Year 2 Leavers production?
Must be an infant school.
All right. I didn't even know there was infant schools.
Yeah, you have
up
separate...
Up until year 2.
Yeah, so you have like infants and junior schools. So you don't get them that often, but like Davium was one when I first started working there.
I didn't even know.
Davium infants and then Davium juniors.
So people
and
had finished
it amalgamated.
Infants, people would finish the infants and then not potentially go to.
No, you'd have it as a feeder, but it's amazing how many infant and junior schools are so separate and don't really communicate. Like Moss Park in Stratford's, I don't know if they've amalgamated now, but they were separate. Flixton infants and juniors, they were separate. A lot are amalgamating, but yeah, there are still
amalgamating.
Infant.
You like that word?
Yeah,
I could feel it. Is that word of the day?
It's one of the big first words ever learnt as a teacher. I was an NQT, and I always remember that my head teacher called me in for a meeting, and I was obviously bricking it, and he was just giving me the heads up about the amalgamation, and I was like, okay,
the what?
I was like, what does that mean? So yeah,
Siri, what's amalgamation?
Oh, this was before Siri.
Yeah, so Oh What I Know, Year 2 Leavers production is a parody / comedy about an Ofsted inspection. We are in our second week of rehearsals with another 2 weeks until show day. Then who should call on this lovely Friday morning but Ofsted themselves, ready to inspect Monday and Tuesday next week.
Do a rant now.
No.
You know my thoughts on Ofsted.
No, but I mean, it's just funny that they were doing like an Ofsted parody. And I love the officer inspectors who've come in. What's going on in here now?
Yeah.
Nothing at all, pal.
So I did a course in Bury this morning, just before I go on. So I just remembered this. So I did a course, and then I got a text from Good Morning Britain saying, would you be all right to be interviewed about the strikes tomorrow? Uh-huh. So we're recording this Tuesday night. Would you be interested? So I said, yeah, I'm in Bury. If you want to come here, I can talk. Can't really do it at my house because I've not got one because of the extension. So anyway, this lady came and met me, interviewed me outside, which was a bit weird because there was just people walking in to the hotel where I was. Obviously talked about the strikes and so on. And then she was like, right, so I just need to get a couple more shots of you. So I just want to film you walking like down the path past the camera. Right, so I was like, yeah, sure. I cannot tell you. So I've just talked for 15 minutes about, or I could do that, no worries, right? Mm. Talking about why teachers are striking. Because obviously, again, this pay thing, and pay is incredibly important, but there's no discussion at all about the workload, which is the main reason the recruitment and retention crisis is the way it is. And just to prove that point, on my Instagram, because I was like, I watched something on, I think it was Newsnight last night, and they were talking, and someone said, pay is important and teachers need to be paid more, which they do, I'm not disagreeing. And then her reason was because teachers are leaving the profession to go into better paid jobs. And I went, no, they're not. No, they're not. I reckon there's more teachers leaving to go in like jobs that pay less, but give you a better work-life balance, right? So to prove that point, that was my hypothesis.
Yeah.
But I put it on my Instagram and it's like, look, if you're a teacher who's left the profession to do another job, does the new job have better pay, same pay, less pay, right? 29% better pay, same pay 19%, 53% less pay. So again, right, that for me is another...
If that was an ask the audience on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you're going big on less pay.
So for me, it's that discussion. This is what I tried to get across in my interview is, you know, there's got to be more discussions about workload. And I've said it on the podcast before, even if the government came and paid what's been asked, you're still going to have those retention and recruitment issues because the education system's broken. And if you think about everything that's happened since the first strikes in February, where, you know, I spoke on Lorraine and I made those issues clear, and then Gillian Keegan came on the next day and she said, yep, we're going to sort stuff about workload. If you think of everything that's happened since, as far as Ofsted, the tragic news about Ruth Perry and so on, absolutely nothing's changed. And this is why, you know, like we said last week, I even said it in the interview, I don't know if it'll get played, but I said, you know, things aren't going well for your profession when the government decided to do a Thank the Teacher Day. Mm. You think we talked about that last week? Anyway, going back to it, the hardest part of that interview was being filmed walking. I had to do it about 5 times because I just overthought it.
Like she's a bit of a strut.
I started strutting and she was like, you're going too slow. Do it again. So, and then I was like, I sort of folded my arms. She's like, don't fold your arms. Just walk naturally. It was so hard to walk naturally. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine? So if someone said to you, like, on film, you're just going to walk past the camera.
And you weren't looking at the lens.
No, you had to. It was so weird. But I found it so difficult to do.
You were a wannabe actor. This should be your bread and butter.
I found a newfound respect for actors just when they're walking, like extras walking in the background. Because wow. I was like,
you'll be watching films now like, whoa, see that? Like, what happened? You know, the guy in the background.
A natural stroll.
He looked like he was really walking there.
Because I was like, at one point I nearly skipped. I didn't know where to put my arms. My shoulders were coming all over the place. It was, So tune into Good Morning. Well, this won't be out by the time it's out there, but it could be meme territory.
Oh, I hope so. I would love that. Just someone like, when you're desperate for the toilet, and then it's just you like, doing a dead awkward walk down the road.
Oh, God. Right. Anyway, let's get into some of your stories. We'll start with this week's dilemma.
Help me, I have a dilemma. It's causing more pain than a vinegar enema. Help me, please, I need you to. Mr. P, some help from you, please.
A few years ago, when I started my new school, I was a TA in year 2, and quickly I built a strong relationship with a few of the parents. Is that normal?
I mean,
well, I suppose if you're one to one.
If you're one to one, yeah, you obviously feed back a lot more, don't you?
Yeah. One day, I got a random message on Facebook from a guy who I recognised, but I couldn't figure out where from until I remembered that he's one of my parents. For the next week, he would message me with lovely things, but I wouldn't respond, obviously. Following week, both dads came to parents' evening, and later that evening I got a message from the same dad telling me that I looked very, in his words, sexy.
Ooh.
But I see myself more of an elephant that's trying to act skinny when stomping.
Jesus, give yourself a bit of credit.
I once again ignored the message until one day he somehow found me on a dating app and messaged me once again.
Somehow found me. Stalker alert.
Yeah. Red flag. I told him on the dating app that I'm not interested due to being the child's parent and the fact that he's on a dating app whilst married. My question is, how do I approach the situation with regards to his partner, as I feel awful for him that he's married to not only a cheat, but an old school sleaze?
Oh, that is a dilemma and a half, isn't it?
That is a dilemma.
Is it your place to, you know, get involved in that? I don't know, because that could cause, talk about school drama, that could cause some serious scenes.
Yeah, and you don't know how the guy will react if it all comes out. He could be...
Yeah, it could be... It could be...
He could try and turn it on. He could try and turn it on you. But I have to say, throughout the whole story there, I commend you as your behaviour as a professional. Absolutely impeccable.
Yeah, you couldn't... I mean, that is the teacher handbook followed to a T.
Yeah, yeah. You've made it clear. You're not interested. You know, even when he said that you looked, in his words, sexy.
I mean, that's a bit of an ick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like, sexy.
It is. Well, it's described as being an old school sleaze.
An old school sleaze. Who else is thinking Quagmire there?
Yeah. I would say, though, the teacher that you're working with, I would obviously tell a couple, some of your colleagues.
I'd tell
not
the
as
head.
Like a gossip,
I'd tell
the but
head.
Yeah, the I'd head, tell the head, yeah. Maybe a line manager. Get obviously explain the situation, because you don't want anything else happening, and maybe they might be best dealing with it, or at least letting them know. So, you know.
Yeah, because like you said, that situation gets twisted on the head. You're talking about, like, you know, gross misconduct or whatever. So, yeah, definitely get ahead of it. And then I would just say, well, one, I would say, you know, give yourself a bit of credit. Don't put yourself down.
Yeah.
I know it's a creepy sleaze calling you sexy, but compliment's a compliment. I'd love to be called sexy, actually.
I know, it's been a while. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, well, I was going to say. It was just you.
Even longer for you.
To be fair, you ain't going to get called it with that buzz cut. The answer, Dad, I would 100% agree with Lee. Let people know. And then obviously, if the dad comes again, I'd give it a bit of a, just like, if he ever tried to, like, message and stuff again, just delete and block. Like, you don't have to have a parent's number. Be on that dating site. I'd just delete, report, be like, this guy is stalking the living hell out of me.
Yeah, it is a massive red flag if he's seeked you out on a dating app.
Yeah.
Because you don't somehow find... I don't know. I never used a dating app.
No, I mean, I've said this on the podcast before. It was literally like a week after I got with Kim. Someone said, have you heard of Tinder? And I was like, no. And they were like, oh, you just, you know, you're swiping. You met. I was thinking, hot diggity dog.
Right, so I hope we've helped with that. The little...
You've got a story. It's probably not as good as Nana Maury's, but tell me your story anyway. I hope it's a hit. If it's not good, then I'ma go reap it from Chip. I hope the Kipper's there too.
Okay, more of your stories here now. So this is a sort of confession. Last week, I don't think it was last week, it was an episode in May, but last week you spoke about your art project being completed by someone else. Remember this, the one at uni? When my whole second year at uni was based on a project. And I got calls out to draw, yeah?
Yeah.
In second year, we had to complete a maths investigation and write about it. I didn't get what the question was asking, so I got a family member to complete the entire assignment. I then repeated it in my final year, where I had a complete meltdown writing my dissertation that my boyfriend wrote the entire thing within 2 weeks by me yelling incoherent sentences at him. It got a better mark than his own non-teaching based dissertation completed the year before. You know, when people are worrying about ChatGPT and TeachMate, listen here.
I saw a kid cheating.
Did you?
Oh, it was plain as day. You know, classic little pop quiz. Just on a PowerPoint pop quiz on your whiteboard. Simple, you know, true or false.
Yeah.
And then nearly every answer was wrong, and I just had just casting my eye. And every answer I could just see is like true. And he's just like adding on a little bit to the T to make it an F, then ticking it. And at the end, this kid was just like, 7 out of 7. And I went, said to the teacher, right, I went, yeah, ask the kid there, like, you know, if it's honest. Let's see how honest he is. Because I've just seen him cheat on every question.
Yeah.
And then, the best it was, he got one wrong and saw me looking. So put an X on it. Like, wrong. And then I looked away on purpose, and he just rubbed out a bit of the X to make it a tick, and then changed his answer. I was like, this guy. So the teacher came over. Oh, did you get full marks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you change any? No.
You're only cheating yourself. Any self-marking. I love a self-marking maths. Right, we're going to go through the answers, self-mark. And I just say, you're only cheating yourself.
Oh, kids. Yeah.
You're only cheating yourself, because if you're saying you understand it, if you're saying you're getting it wrong when you've not, when I look at that...
It's the classic, isn't it? Like, if you get a fractions question right because you cheated, we're going to think you can do fractions.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to be able to help you.
Yeah, when you're in the test.
Yeah. I don't like the story. I keep seeing stories of, like, schools cheating with SATs and writing moderation and stuff, which is just not on. Not on. Right. I know you asked for funny stories, so here's mine from today.
Ooh.
This was back in March. Working on high frequency word flashcard, HFW, I'm going high frequency word flashcards, with a group of children, trying to get them to focus on the IWB, interactive whiteboard, so they see the word whilst also hearing it being said. I keep telling them not to look at me, but to look at the board. After a few words, I say, don't look at my face. Do I have cum on my face? No, it was on the board. The high frequency word there was cum, if no one's been able to work that one out. Just want to make that clear there. Yeah, we got there in the end. Right, yeah. I've got some...
The high frequency word was jizz. I'm sorry, before you get on, I've just got to tell you this today, right? I completely forgot. So this kid says to me today, now I want to watch this, right?
Right.
I was talking to a class about, I was doing some spelling with him.
Yeah.
And then I started talking about homophones, and I said, oh, you know, this is a homophone. I think it was poor. And I said, poor as in, you know, you've not got many things. And then poor as in you pour a drink.
Oh, cat poor.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Triple. Yeah. And then this kid goes, have you heard of harmoniums, right? So I go, he goes, sir, do you know what a harmonium is? And I went, no, I've never heard of that. And he looked at me, he went, pathetic, right? And I went, what, excuse me? I went, excuse me, right? So anyway, I type in on Google, harmoniums, and nothing comes up. Said it was like a new musical instrument, right? So I went, ha, who's pathetic now? Google just backed me, biggest search engine on the net, son. And then he went, Mr. P, Mr. Pathetic. I went, excuse me. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I appreciate the stones. I was like, go on, son.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a...
Mr. Pathetic. Like a Mr. Man.
Well,
that's
yeah.
what you'd be. Oh. Mr. Pathetic.
Cheers, Mr. Buzz.
I heard a story. This podcast isn't the place I was expecting it.
Ooh, what a gross kid. Why is he doing that? Why'd he put his fingers so far up that cat? I don't think I've ever seen the human body doing that.
Gross.
Right, some disgustings. Right. A girl in my class brought in her birthday sweets inside a black bag and was given them out at the end of the school day. She suddenly got really embarrassed and went and hid in the toilet. I could smell something coming from the bag and subsequently found out there was
dog poo.
Inside the bag. No, she put sweets.
I know, but I'm just like, how?
Well, she obviously just grabbed a bag to put sweets in, but it's a bag that has dog, like a doggy scoop, bag. Poop and scoop, yeah.
The sweets surely were in a pack, because if they're flowing.
If that's like
drumstick lollies.
Drumstick lollies, all right. It's got the case, I know. Yeah,
but still, you wouldn't have a drumstick lolly with a wrapper on that's just been lying in dog turd.
I'd rather that than a Tangfastic carry.
Than a cola bottle.
Yeah, a cola bottle.
Suddenly it's all the same colour. Like, whoa, that's weird.
Oh, okay. And it absolutely stank. I had to get all the children to throw the sweets away and wash their hands, telling them that the sweets were out of date, so they couldn't eat them. It was absolute chaos, and is always a memory that sticks in my mind.
It's made me laugh at the teacher, the panic there. Give me your sweets! They're out of date!
It'd have been funny if they were like chocolate raisin sweets. You know, so... let's play a game of roulette.
Yeah.
Roll the dice.
Do you feel lucky?
What's the ones? Toffee chews, chocolate toffee chews. Yeah, it could resemble a bit of dog. It depends on the dog, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely does depend on the dog. But I mean, still though, listen, I know children are so innocent and they can make a mistake and stuff, but have you not smelled that? There must be sort of issue with the smell.
Sometimes you can smell that in class and think one of the kids have just had a dodgy stomach. The other thing as well is, one, I don't know how people... So, obviously, Winnie, we've got a dog, and her poos are manageable. Mm-hmm. We're talking a little dollop. Yeah, yeah. Very rare is it, a handful. Mm-hmm. It's always less than a handful. I swear to God, there's a guy who lives around our estate who's got the biggest sort of like American pit bull.
Right.
It's massive dog, right?
Yeah.
And he's well annoying because he just lets it crap everywhere. But I swear, it craps like a sandcastle. Honestly, it goes up to your knees, the amount of crap. And I just think, he should be clearing it up, but there's a reason I wouldn't have a massive dog.
Well, I mean, that's got to be one of the...
There's some dog craps I see that are just bigger than your hand.
Run! He's having a run! When it comes to having a run, he's the Kevin Durant of runs!
There's got to be some sort of thing, though. Like, I think, you know, we've talked about life advice and we've done rants, and you've done obviously a lot of rants. But one of the biggest rants needs to be about people who don't pick up the dog.
Oh, they're the worst people.
When you
walk
out of the house in a fresh pair of kicks and then suddenly you walk back in the house and someone goes, the dreaded moment that someone goes, stepped in dog muck. And then you turn your trainer up and it covers.
It's disgusting. In the gaps. But I hate it. I honestly think... I think it's up there as one of the worst crimes.
I'd
give a prison sentence to someone.
Well, do you know what I'd do?
Make them eat it. Yeah.
Serve it up to him. Serve it up real nice.
On a sandwich or just pure... Would you give him condiments? Would you let him spice it up real nice?
I wouldn't let him have like ketchup with it.
Put it in the air fryer.
I'd maybe give him a piece of bread. Maybe.
They're the worst people
in the
world.
But the bread is mouldy.
They're the worst people. Because it doesn't even take much. And I mean, come on. When you get it on your trainers,
it's a killer.
It's horrible.
I ran out of the house relatively recently just to grab something from the bin. Or to put the bin out or whatever. Something to do with the bins. Yeah, bins are massive.
Mentioning the bins again, are you, Adam?
Bins, yeah. Oh, God. You got me going now. And then I went out in my socks, my trainer socks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stood in it.
It was warm.
Oh, no.
And my foot sank into that bad boy. And the worst bit was, even though the socks were like 99p Donnies, just to bin it on first day of wear.
So the other week I went out taking Winnie for a walk, and we've got a little bag that has a treats in and
such a dogman
doggy bags, like poo bags. And then she did a poo and she there was no bags, there was no doggy bags, right? Now I could have left it.
Could have left it.
Could have left it. Do you know what I did?
Many would.
Do you know what I did?
No.
I killed two birds with one stone. There was an empty crisp packet on the floor.
Lovely stuff.
So I picked the crisp packet up.
Did you open the crisp packet?
Scoop the poo up and then put both in the bin.
Well, that's just honest, isn't it?
Well, you know,
it's honest as
if there's any Pride of Britain awards out there, you know, I've done my part. I've done my part.
This person, you know, the award and the nominees are this person who's raised £100,000 for Cancer Research UK. This person, he saved three children from a fire. And this guy, who picked up dog muck with a crisp packet. And the winner is Lee Pattinson.
Yeah. It wasn't the right shout, Pride of Britain.
Do you know what, though?
Never mind.
I love, like, doing...
Do you know what else I've done as well in the past?
Go on.
When Winnie's pooed... And there's another dog's poo there, right? And this really turned my stomach, but I still did it.
You've doubled up.
I've double bagged, yeah.
Double.
Not double bagged, that's wrong, isn't it? Double scooped. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, one scoop
old,
or two.
Yeah, you're on the old double, yeah?
A bit of chocolate and Oreo.
Sprinkles. Yeah. I don't know why I said
anyway,
that.
And the nominations are...
Stop trying to earn it. I can't believe he's got two nubs in the same category. He's picked up with a crisp packet and he's done a double.
Yeah. Right, we'll fit a couple more disgustings before we finish, right? I once had a child in year one who slurped up another child's snot on the playground. No relation, just a mate.
Just for clarity. Why would that make any difference? Disgusting is disgusting, and that, my friend, is disgusting.
Because I once had a child... Let's see if this sounds any better. I once had a child in year one who slurped up another child's snot on the playground. But don't worry, they were cousins. Still disgusting, isn't it?
It's horrendous. It's arguably worse.
I was retching.
I mean, I'm going to go as far as to say it's worse.
Yeah.
Not that it's good. I think the use of slurping is outrageous there. In terms of feeling like you're there, I think everyone listening to this now will be visualising, hearing, feeling. Oh, don't.
There's a sound effect for you guys.
That's giving me.
Bit of ASMR.
You know what? I've not had tea and I think I might go without now. Unless there's any dog muck on the way.
Yeah, it makes you think of like a straw, but you wouldn't be able to get...
No, but I mean...
Well, that's a good thing. It never happened with a paper straw, would it?
I just feel like... Why? It's like that classic thing like, but why?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, why?
And a reception child had a cold and sneezed, causing a long, green, slimy snot to shoot out of her nose. It hung there like a bungee cord stretching down to her forearm.
Forearm? God almighty.
As I turned to get a tissue for her, she scooped it up in her hands and began to massage the entire slimy snot into her hair as if it's the most normal thing in the world.
Oh my God. Do you know what I thought you were going to say? Like moisturising a cheek as like face of what is it? Evoliation or whatever. What's that word?
I mean,
exfoliation.
Would it be like hair gel? Would it then solidify?
Well, it depends what she's called. It'd be like, there's something about Mary. What do you got in your hair? Oh, your hair looks nice today. Thanks, did it myself.
Yeah. Did it from Jim. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Goss done it. Oh, man. That is grim. That is really, really grim.
I know. It's not really... It's. I mean, I'm not best with the poo stories, but snot is one that just does make
me... I mean, where
go.
Would you rank... So where would you rank, obviously, wee, poo, sick, snot? They're the four biggies, aren't they?
Wee. You could add blood in there as wee, well, can't you? Yeah. No, we won't go too dark.
Wee's definitely the easiest.
Yeah, I'd say wee's probably...
And then I'd go wee... I'd go wee.
I don't know. I've never had encounter wee, though.
Wee, snot.
As in, like...
Poo, sick. Like, that's best to worst.
Wee, snot, poo, sick.
Yeah. Like, if a child, like, has spat on the floor or something and I had to wipe it up, it'd be disgusting. But if a child has laid an absolute log.
It's so distracting though. Do you ever have it in a class where you just spot a child out the corner of your eye and you can just see the biggest sort of slimy snot just working the way down.
I can't.
And it's a dead hard one because some kids just don't notice it.
I never know how they don't know. Like, especially the ones that are looking at you and as they're breathing, it's going out and down. Out and in, just popping to say hello.
But
you don't really
want to say, like, do you need a tissue? Because that draws attention. Yeah. I always go over and just put one on the desk, like. But sometimes they're just sort of looking at me going,
Do you know like when the classic, like, dads who go for meals and they go, can I get the bill please? And they write out the check. I do that. I go, tissue. Go get tissue. Go get, and just grab my nose
just
like
that.
Go get tissue.
I don't think I'm too bad with sick, actually.
The smell's worse.
But yeah.
Weird convo.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Only on this podcast, I suppose. Right, we'll have one more disgusting before we wrap up. We were once doing a production in our local church. The church was completely full of parents and village dignitaries. Parents, governors, and village dignitaries. You know what a dignitary is?
No, but some big words on this pod tonight.
I know, yeah. My class...
I love it. We do big words, poo sick wee, ranking them. The only other team is the P's.
What is it? Kiss, marry, kill. Snot, poo, wee.
I'd have to marry poo.
My class sat at the back waiting for their chance to shine. My TA spotted a boy giving another boy the ET pointy finger. On closer inspection, the boy's finger had a brown substance on it and he was trying to wipe it on the other boy's face.
Poo finger?
Yeah.
Oh,
my TA rushed over to took the boy out. It was poo. He had a poo finger.
Ah,
poo finger. My TA thought he must have had an accident, but no. So where did it come from? They were not wearing shoes. So we can only conclude that the boy went digging. To this day, we call the boy ET short for extra turd.
Oh, I like that.
It was a bit of a mystery there as to where he got the poo finger
Phone
from.
Home.
They were not wearing shoes. So where did it come from? He'd not walked in it. They weren't wearing shoes.
Oh.
I felt like... That's confusing me there.
Yeah, so what was it? I thought... Was he not...
I think he's...
Was he not
he must have just gone. Yeah, he must have just got... He must have just gone, yeah.
Like, yeah, like
digging that
credit
way, yeah.
Carded himself and then... and then just then he had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they went digging. You went digging.
I love
Dinging
that.
For finger. Golden nuggets.
Poo finger. My stomach's shaking and it hurts.
Oh, God. Right, thanks, guys, so much for listening.
Sorry if you feel ill.
Yeah, sorry if that's just completely turned your stomach. We do apologise.
We've only got two eps left.
You keep sharing these stories. You keep sharing these disgusting stories and we're going to share them. We're going to read them out.
Oh, yeah.
Real loud.
We love them.
So please do keep sharing your stories. If you've got a belter, if you're coming to one of the shows, let us know because we are collecting stories that we're going to be sharing in our tour.
Oh, and there are some crackers.
There's some absolute beauts, to be fair.
Unbelievable.
So you can get your tickets for that. Don't forget to pre-order. Well, may well be that the book's out by the time you listen to this. So go and get a copy of the paperback of book 2. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening and have a good week.
Yeah, and if you have a dog, pick up the turd, will you?
Oh, yeah, do that.
See you in a bit.
Do that. Even with a salt and vinegar flavoured that as well.
What, the crisp packet?
The crisp packet, yeah.
Fair play to you. Congrats on the award.
Thanks.